Tennessee Strawberry Time. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Business is definitely picking up around the state for strawberry growers.
Just really coming in good right now. I look for the peak to hit around the 15th this month. Then from there we'll start declining and probably be out of production by the 28th of this month to June the 1st, somewhere in there.
White County's Jimmy McCulley talking about his 2-plus acre strawberry patch that is now finally yielding some berries after quite a struggle against Mother Nature.
We lost several plants due to the drought in the fall. We had about 10 straight nights that we had to frost protect. Then we come out of that and hit several 85-degree days right in a row, or 4 or 5, and then we went back into some cold weather. Now we're into a rain pattern and had one hailstorm come through, so we've had to fight all the weather enemies this year. But we are hurt, but we're not devastated like we could have been. We're just thankful for what we got.
The McCulleys offer a you-pick, we-pick operation, and like many growers across the state, now is the time to move the crop after getting started way back in August.
Yeah, we actually start in August. We get tips in from Prince Edward Island, Canada. We grow our tips into plugs, try to get in the field with them on about the 25th of September. The berries will start usually coming in the 20th to 25th of April, and we usually are done picking by the 1st of June, so you got a short time frame to work with there.
It is the only time of year you can get fresh strawberries in Tennessee, and they are definitely the best you can get because they're fresh from the farm and they're sweet. And as you said, it's already started. Some of them started last week. The peak of the season will actually be probably the second week of May.
Dan Strasser of the Tennessee Department of Agriculture says you can log on to picktnproducts.org to find a strawberry patch near you. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.